Say, dear boy, what's this I hear about you being general manager?
Oh, positively for one day only.
Oh, why's that?
Well, head office are arranging for somebody to take over. Still, it should be fun.
Yes, even for a day.
Oh, definitely. A short life, but a merry one.
In other words, a life of bliss. Being the biography of a bachelor, with Diana Churchill, Colin Gordon, Eleanor Summerfield, Moira Lister, Barry K. Barnes, Niecy Breyer, Will Leighton, and Percy Edwards. And this is interlude in the life of that shy young bliss, David Alexander Boss. I know, it must be catching. I'll repeat that. A business interlude in the life of that shy young boss, David Alexander Bliss. Thank you. Better known to us as George Coe.
Old Hood's got mumps.
Hood being...
our general manager.
Oh, yes, of course.
No, I don't wish him ill, of course, but I'm rather glad he is.
He doesn't worry you, surely. You're in charge of the branch office.
Well, in a purely puppet capacity. Believe me, he pulls the strings.
Who's taking over, have you heard?
Well, not yet. We should hear today. I must start getting my things together.
Why, no need to hurry this morning. You're the big boss.
I say, that's a thought. Might as well make the most of it and take the day off.
What? And leave nobody at the helm?
Well, there's always Hood's secretary.
Oh.
Or mine come to that.
Oh, my dear chap, let's hope it never comes to that.
I know what you mean, but you're wrong, honestly. Jennifer's worth her weight in gold. To me, anyway.
Oh, yes, that's different.
No, you don't know what she's really like.
A building site in the right position.
Meaning?
Vacant, but valuable.
Efficiency isn't everything, Tony. Jennifer knows how my mind works, and that's just as important.
Clever, too.
Clever?
She's got nothing to work on.
You're really putting me in my place.
Naturally. We don't want you getting too big for Hood's boots.
Well, I'll hardly be wearing them long enough.
Well, just as well to try them on for size. The time may come when David...
David what?
Oh, hello, darling. When David's a general manager in his own right.
Oh, good gracious, I doubt it. Doubt it very much.
Don't be silly, Coppet. You've got one foot on the ladder now. You might go right to the top.
Well, I doubt that even more. Not that I want to, actually.
No ambition?
None. No point in joining the fire brigade if you've no head for height. I'm happy as I am.
I can say that now, but you know, success is heady stuff, as potent as wine.
I don't drink.
No, you would be difficult. All right, then, it has the same appeal as, well, as a pretty woman. At a distance, viewed dispassionately. But once within your reach, very difficult to resist.
Oh, now this is interesting. Have you been experiencing any difficulty in that direction?
Not since I met you, darling. But you went to my head like wine, obviously.
Why, obviously?
Marriage is the hangover. No, sorry. You're quite irresistible.
And potent.
As success.
Heady stuff.
I don't agree, you know.
Oh, don't you indeed?
No, not about you, about success. Think of all the responsibility.
Think of all the money.
Well, I can get by all right now.
Yes, but think of the future. You might have a wife to support.
Well, even so, I wouldn't have to think in terms of earning a lot of money.
Well, of course not. She'd do the thinking for you.
All right, so good. You'll never convince me. Gosh, look at the time. I must be off.
Like a lift, Dan?
Yeah, no, but I might be grateful for a tow. I've got the office car.
Oh, yes, so you have. How's it going?
Oh, all right, you know. I can hold my own with anything on the road. Except other cars, of course.
As bad as that, eh?
Every loose bit. I say, I'm going to be late.
Oh, I tell you what you could do, Tony. Keep my foot on the accelerator for you.
I'm jolly grateful.
Oh, my dear chap.
Oh, keep Psyche in here, would you, Anne?
Yes.
Cheerio. See you later.
Goodbye. Be a good general manager.
Do my best. Back in a second, darling.
No, you're staying here. It's no good grumbling at me. It's not my fault. Hello?
Oh, hello. Is that you, Anne? Mrs. Stello?
Yes, who's that?
It's Jennifer Cartwright, David's secretary. Mr. Bliss's secretary.
He's just gone out to the car. Shall I go and fetch him?
No, don't bother. Guess what? I'm dying to tell somebody. I'm sure you wouldn't mind. You know his nips has got... Mr. Hood's got them out.
Yes.
Well, we've had a letter from head office.
Really?
Mm. He arrived this morning. Opened in error, as they say. I mean, I didn't know she was marked private until afterwards.
Anybody can make a mistake.
Well, we should explain that to David. That's
Let's settle for David. I know who you mean.
Yeah, all right. Where was I?
Opening the letter.
Yeah. I could tell it was important by the envelope. You know, all underlined in red, private, for personal attention. not that I noticed that, of course.
That's all right. I didn't notice either.
Just as well. Where was I?
Still opening the letter.
God, it must be a long envelope. Anyway, to cut a long story short, they're not sending a replacement after all. Pending Mr. Hood's return, Jess was to act as general manager.
Not David?
Yes. So there you are. Even head office can make mistakes. Sorry, I was only joking. Is it wonderful?
Well, yes.
I'm going to see his face and I break the news. You won't tell him, will you?
Not a word.
Oh, good. Simply have to tell somebody. Goodbye, Anne.
Goodbye, Jennifer. Guess what? Your master's going to be general manager. Yes, isn't it wonderful? I know. I wasn't sure either.
Morning, Jennifer.
Oh, there you are.
I'm sorry I'm a bit late. Anything in the post this morning? Any news?
News?
Yeah, about the chap who's taking over from Hood.
It's you.
Me? Me?
Pending Mr. Hood's return, you're to act as general manager.
I don't believe it.
Here you are. Here's the letter. From the managing director, no less, successor at the top of the paper. Look.
From the managing director. For the personal attention of...
Oh, yeah, opened in error. Sorry.
Well, that's all right. Anybody can make a mistake. With regard to the temporary absence of your general manager, Mr. Hood, pending his return... Oh, gosh. Oh, well, there you are. Even head office can make mistakes.
That's exactly what I said, you said.
This is terrible.
Terrible? Why? I thought you'd be pleased.
Well, I'm not. Not a bit. Think of the extra responsibility.
Think of the extra money.
Oh, now, look, don't you start. I've had enough of that from... What extra money?
Para 3?
Mm. For the duration of this period, your salary will therefore be increased by... Good heavens. Oh, well, mustn't shirk my responsibilities. I'd better get cracking.
I suppose you'll move over to the other office.
I suppose I'll have to. I'll clear up here first, though. You'll bring the rest of the mail into my office.
Yes, all right.
Oh, and your notebook, Jennifer.
Right, I don't think they need answering, actually. They're terribly dull. There we are.
Ah, thanks. Have you put the phone through?
For once. I'm getting better at remembering things. A jolly well ought to be. I got a book out of the library called How to Improve Your Memory.
Oh, good for you. Did you have any phone calls this morning?
Not one.
Oh, good. Oh, well, what's this you've written here?
Where?
There's a note on my desk.
Where? What does it say?
Mrs. Hood phoned. When? This morning?
Yes, but awfully early.
I should take that book back.
I would if I could remember where I put it.
Do you happen to remember what Mrs. Hood wanted?
You're to ring his nibs. He's got a phone by the bed. I can't wait to hear what he says when he hears the news. Shall I get him on the line?
Yeah, no, not for a second. I want to look through his. How is he today, do you know?
The patient has a temperature, a swelling on both sides of the face, and a painful throat. Almost normal, in fact.
Normal?
Inner fever, swollen head, and a pain in the neck.
Jennifer. Well, I don't know what's come over you this morning.
Expect excitement's been too much for me.
Well, there's no excuse for saying things like that about the general manager.
Your head's not swollen.
My head. That sounds funny. Yeah, that's neither here nor there.
Too late. I saw it. The first glint of ambition.
Why? What did I say?
My head.
You're right. I must watch it.
Yeah, it's going to be difficult. Anyway, it's natural enough. It's perfectly harmless.
Ah, but it isn't. Caesar was ambitious.
Caesar?
You know, Julius Caesar. Oh. That's the whole... If you're at the top, there's always somebody waiting to stab you in the back.
Yes, and if you're at the bottom, there's always somebody after your blood. So there you are. It's better to be dead than alive and anemic. You must be. I'm right, David.
Well, I'm beginning to.
And look, don't you see, this is your big chance. You're bound to get promoted if you make success of it.
If...
Oh, for goodness sake, David. Do you know what you're suffering from?
Loss of blood.
Lack of confidence. Oh, look what it could mean to you here. Have another look at Para 3.
For the duration of this period, your salary will therefore be increased by... Oh, gosh, it's as good as a blood transfusion. in future, Miss Cartwright, I must ask you not to call me David. Understood?
Sir, what shall I call you?
Julius.
Hail Caesar.
Oh, file these, will you? And this. We'll acknowledge that. File. Waste paper basket. You'll bring forward next week. Acknowledge. Waste paper basket. File. Waste paper basket. Ah, make a note. Get a bigger waste paper basket. Next on the agenda?
Phone the invalid.
Well, that's brought me down with a bump.
Don't you fly?
Yon Hood has a mean and hungry look. I wonder what he wants.
Probably wants to know how things are going at the Senate. Shall I get the number?
No, it's all right. I'll do it. I suppose everybody's the same, but I never know what to say when to people when they're ill.
Oh, there's nothing to it. You start with the jocular, how's the invalid day, and then give them their head. I bet he's a terrible patient, a real pain in the...
Jennifer.
Well, a real baby, anyway.
Well, now, let's be fair. Mumps is jolly nasty. It's bad enough when one side of the face is...
Oh, it's ringing.
Hello?
Oh, hello, Mr. Hood. Caesar here.
Who?
Oh, yes.
Morning, Brett.
Oh, morning, sir. And how's the pain in the neck today?
Brett, I'm hardly in the mood for jokes.
Oh, it wasn't a joke. Honestly, sir, I meant how's the baby today?
You're
the invalid today.
I was all right until you phoned, but I've had a relapse.
No, I'm not surprised. Honestly, though, you must be feeling pretty rotten.
Yeah, a bit.
Well, I'm sure you are. I know how I felt when I had mumps. I remember how I looked, too. All lopsided. And it's much worse for you.
What?
Well, naturally. I was only lopsided. You're two-faced. You were two-sided. Yeah, both sides. Twice as bad, in fact.
What the heck are you trying to say?
Well, it's obvious, surely.
No.
Well, you've got two swollen heads. I mean, honestly, I don't know what's the matter with me.
No, no, Daddy, but I'll tell you one thing. Your condition's far more serious than mine.
I must say I hope you'll soon be back, sir.
In about a fortnight. That's if I don't have another relapse. Hey, and that brings us to the point of this call. Have you heard who's taken over while I'm away?
Yes, I have, sir.
Who's that?
Me.
I know it's you, you imbecile. I want to know who's taken over.
Well, that's what I'm trying to tell you. We had a letter from head office this morning. Yeah, pending your return, I'm to act as general manager. Hello? Mr. Hood?
What happened?
He's gone.
Aye, but not for good.
Oh.
I take it you're serious?
I'm afraid so.
I see. Oh, well.
I know what you're going to say. Even head office can make mistakes.
Well, oddly enough, I'm not. You're a bit of a menace at times, but you're not wholly unintelligent. You've got a head in your shoulder.
Yes, I know, sir, but I promise I won't use it.
Well, that shows intelligence. Oh, don't worry, you'll manage all right. Just take things calm.
Yeah, I will, sir.
And if you run into any problems, just give me a ring.
Oh, that's jolly nice of you, but I don't think you should be worried when you're ill.
No, that's why I want you to ring. In the meantime, congratulations and good luck.
Oh, thank you, sir. I hope you soon feel better.
I will. Goodbye.
Goodbye, sir.
Here you are, in lieu of smelling salts. I knew you'd be needing it.
Needing what?
Paraffree.
Well, as a matter of fact, he was jolly nice. He seemed to think I could do it, surprisingly enough.
Not in the least surprising. I'm glad he's on your side, sir. Only one more hurdle now. Miss Robot.
Who?
Alias Elaine Harding.
Oh, Mr. Hood's secretary.
Mm. Robot's my name for it. Heart of steel, face like a mask, mechanically perfect and terribly correct, even to a close. They're a highly efficient machine finished in black.
Oh, gracious. Well, I don't know much about her, but she seems quite nice to me. Why don't you like her?
The usual reason, she doesn't like me. She's all right, really, but you'll have to be careful. Otherwise, it'll be Mr. Hood does this, Mr. Hood does that. Will you let her see? You're the boss, or rather the general manager.
I can't believe it even now.
Oh, that's because you're modest. Won't matter how successful you are, you'll always be the same.
Honestly, I'm in a complete daze.
Yes, you'll always be the same. Just teasing. Don't worry, you'll soon begin to feel the part when you get behind that desk. Two telephones, intercom with the other offices, and you don't have to worry about Miss Robot either. You can use the dictaphone instead. That's if you can tell them apart. Shall I phone her and say you're on the way?
No, would you?
I'd adore to. It's just the chance I've been waiting for. It's going to be a bit lonely here.
Why, I only wish I could take you with me.
Oh, nonsense. You're quite capable of getting into a muddle without me.
That's very true. Oh, well, I must be going. Yeah, not that I want to. It's rather like, I don't know, it's like the first day at a new school.
Yes, but you're the headmaster.
Oh, gosh, I'm obviously a man of many parts. Head of the Senate, headmaster, and general manager. Oh, well. Cheerio, Jennifer.
Cheerio. Oh, and David.
Hmm?
Good luck to all three of you.
File these, would you, Miss Harding?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, and that. You'll acknowledge this. File. Your waste paper basket. You bring forward. Your waste paper basket. You make a note. Get a bigger waste paper basket.
What size, sir?
fairly large, you know. You can take the Williamson file. Oh, no, then this Bradley affair. A bit tricky. Still, would you take a letter?
Certainly, sir.
To A.S.
I've got that.
Oh, have you?
Jolly good. Dear sir, as our general manager, Mr. Hood, is at present... Our general manager, Mr. Hood, is temporarily... let me see, how can I put it?
In the absence of Mr. Hood?
Yes, that's it. In the absence of Mr. Hood, I am taking...
I am replying to yours of the 22nd instant. Would that cover it?
Yes, fine. I couldn't have done better myself. Now let me think. Which phone?
This one.
Oh, thank you.
Mr. Bliss, the secretary. Who's calling?
Mr. Bliss's secretary.
Oh, hello, Miss Cartwright. Hold on, I'll see if Mr. Bliss can speak to you.
See if he can?
Miss Cartwright.
Oh, no, thanks. Hello, Jennifer.
I'll murder that woman one of these days.
Well, I'm sure that won't be necessary.
Why, are you going to do it for me? Sorry, I shouldn't have said that. Robot or not, she's jolly efficient. Anyway, you may like her. It's different from men.
Oh, in what respect?
All the essentials. She may be a machine, but the parts are nicely assembled. Well, haven't you noticed?
You noticed what?
Her assembly line. Pretty mask, too. Seriously, how are you getting on with her?
That's rather a difficult subject.
I'll bet she is.
Yes. I meant rather inconvenient. I've got it in front of me now.
Would it be more convenient if I left?
No. All right, we'll only be... No. We weren't talking about you.
No, sir.
Oh, good heavens, no. Yeah, I'll be with you in a second. Yeah, hello, Jennifer. Oh, sorry, I was talking to the subject. You were... talking to Miss Robot. Never miss... Hardy.
Golly, that was my fault. How are you getting on with her?
Leave that pending, would you, Miss Cartwright? I'll consider the murder later. Matter later. I've got her in hand. I got it in hand. Was there anything else?
No, just wondered how you were feeling. Are you having fun with your new toy?
With my new...
The dictaphone.
No, I see.
Have you tried it yet?
Well, no, I haven't actually. I'm toying with Miss Harding instead. dictating to Miss Harding.
You'll keep right on dictating. That's the only way you'll get over that hurdle. Then perhaps you're over it already.
No, I wouldn't say that, but...
You don't see her in the hurdle? Well, I hope not, for your sake. You're very busy.
Oh, fairly.
Oh, all right, I can take
it. I'll ring you this evening. Goodbye, Jennifer.
Bye.
Now then, Miss Hurdle, where were we? the Bradley affair. Yeah, what have you got so far?
In the absence of Mr. Hood, I am replying to yours of the 22nd instant. And the name's Harding, not Hurdle.
I thought it was Bradley. I'm terribly sorry. I always have trouble with names.
That's all right.
It's tricky, this Bradley business.
Perhaps you'd like to confer with Mr. Hood first.
Might be as well in this... No, Miss Harding, I don't think we should worry, Mr. Hood. In any case, I've made my decision. A firm negative. New power. We can see no way of accepting your proposal.
I think you're so right.
Really?
Definitely.
Oh, sounds good.
Of course, Mr. Bradley is one of the most important clients.
Is he?
Well, yes.
We regret we can see no way.
If not the most important.
We may see our way to accept. I am referring them to head office and can assure you of an early reply. Yours faithfully, etc., etc. Do you think that covers it?
Perfectly. Mr. Hood couldn't have done better himself. I hope you won't mind my asking, but I take it we'll be working late this evening.
Well, I'm afraid so.
Gosh,
that reminds me. I'm supposed to be seeing Jill. Jill Leslie, my girlfriend. I must give her a ring.
Shall I get her on the line?
It's all right. I'll do it later. Yeah, I'll tell you what you could do, though. I've got the two phones taped, but would you explain the intercom?
Yes, of course. Now, the end switch connects you with my office. That's Mr. Sawyer, and this is the general office. Will you be going out to coffee?
Oh, good heavens, no, not this morning. Oh, so that's how it works. Calling all cars?
Yes, sir.
Oh, gosh.
It's Miss Harding, Edward. Mr. Bliss would like a cup of coffee in his office. Would you see to it?
Yes, Miss Harding.
Would you like a biscuit, sir?
Very much.
Chocolate?
Oh, wonderful.
And a chocolate biscuit, Edward. Right away. Charge it to petty cash, will you? Is there anything else, sir?
Oh, no, not at the moment. I'll let you know when I want lunch. only joking.
I appreciated that. That and the bigger waste paper basket.
You mean you
You knew that was a joke?
Naturally.
But you asked me what size I wanted.
I was joking.
Good gracious, I'd never have known. Oh, I don't mean that rudely, of course, but in fact, it was jolly clever.
Clever?
Yes, you know, said with a completely straight mask. Your completely straight face. And the excitement's obviously been... Yeah, no, it's all right. I'll answer it. I've got them taped now. It's this one. Hello? Hello?
No, it's this one.
Oh, well, nearly right.
Mr. Bliss, the secretary. Who's calling?
Jill Leslie. Is Mr. Bliss there?
Yes. Hold on, please. Miss Leslie.
Gosh, really? Hello?
Oh, hello, darling.
Hold on a second, will you? Yeah, that'll be all for now, thank you, Miss Harding.
Yes. I'll get this letter typed. Oh, how do you intend to sign yourself? David A. Bliss, general manager?
Yes. Yes, Miss Harding. I think that covers it.
Very well, sir.
Hello, Miss Leslie. Sorry about that.
Mr. Bliss?
Oh, I think you can call me... I called you Miss Leslie.
Yes, you did. What were you thinking
about? Oh, Miss Harding, my new secretary.
Oh, were you indeed? Why? Is she attractive?
Oh, no. No, of course not. Yeah, how did you know I was here?
I phoned Anne, and she told me all wonderful news. I think you're terribly pleased.
Well, yes, I am. Tony was right. Success is heady stuff. As potent as wine.
You don't drink.
Well, it would be difficult. I mean, it's difficult to explain. It has all the appeal of a pretty secretary. At a distance, viewed dispassionately, but once within your reach... a pretty woman. Hello, something's buzzing.
Me, what's
Hang on a second, Jill. Oh, yes?
I've got Mr. Gibson on the line.
Gibson?
Regarding a proposed contract. I'll bring in the draft copy.
Oh, does he know I'm only deputizing?
Yes, I explained that.
All right. Well, you better put him through. Hello, darling. Look, I've got somebody coming through on the other line.
Oh, would you like to ring me back?
There's the phone now. Hold on a second, darling. Hello?
Mr. Gibson for you.
Hello?
Oh, hello, Mr. Gibson. As my secretary explained, Mr. Hood's away at the moment. Yeah, can I help you at all? I'm his darling. Yeah, I'm his deputy.
About that contract.
Oh, I'd like to have it in front of me before we... here it is now. Yeah, hold on a second, would you, sir?
This is the final draft.
Oh, thanks. Yep. Look, Jill, I think perhaps I'd better ring you back. Goodbye, darling. Now then, is there anything I ought to know?
No, it's the usual contract.
Oh, good. Hello? Sorry to keep you waiting.
Don't worry about me. Sure you will, darling.
Well, yes, I just told you I would.
You didn't.
I didn't? Well, I certainly told somebody. Oh, good heavens. I'll ring you later. Goodbye. Do you know what I've done? I hung up on Mr. Gibson.
Yes, I know. I'll get him back on the line.
Honestly, I would have to make a bloomer like that.
I shouldn't worry about it. But if I might suggest...
Oh, anything.
Two things. Discussing the contract over lunch.
Oh, I say, that's an idea. It'll give me time to look over it. And secondly...
A reference to his prize blooms. He's a very keen gardener.
Hello.
Mr. Gibson?
What the dickens happened?
Oh, it's entirely my fault, I'm afraid. I got the lines crossed and cut you off. I'm terribly sorry, sir.
Don't worry, madam.
Mr. Bliss for you.
Hello, Mr. Gibson. Look, I've been thinking perhaps we could lunch together.
Well, yes, all right.
Tomorrow, suit you?
Fine.
Well, good. Well, that'll give me a chance to look over the garden. Contract, sir. I gather you're a keen gardener.
Amateur, you know, pure amateur.
Well, that's not what I heard.
Oh, what's old Hood been telling you?
Oh, about your prize bloomers. Your blooming prizes. Bloom. Yeah, do you know what he said?
What?
That he'd seen some big heads in his time, but yours have grown even bigger.
Trying to pull my leg?
No. The heads of your flowers. He was terribly impressed. Yeah, 1 o'clock at the Rothschild.
Oh, right-o. Well, if you've got time afterwards, come and see the garden.
Well, I'd love to. Yeah, I look forward to meeting you. Bye, Mr. Gibson.
Bye,
what? Phew. I nearly made a mess of that, too. The gardening reference worked like a dream. Thank you, Miss Harding. Oh, and thank you for saying it was your fault he was cut off. I don't see why you should take the blame.
Part of a secretary's job. Would you like to sign the letter?
Well, don't tell me you've done it already.
Yes, it's here. Look.
I say.
David A. Bliss, General Manager. This, Miss Hardy, is an epic moment. David A. Gosh, that's a bad omen.
What?
No ink.
Oh.
David A. Bliss, ex-General Manager.
Why ex? What's happened?
Nothing. Old Hood's coming back tomorrow.
Oh.
Thus ending my brief 3 week, almost to the day, but interesting career as the big boss.
Nonsense, it won't be the end at all.
Hood's bound to recommend you for promotion.
Oh, he's already offered to, actually.
Yes?
Yes, on the phone this afternoon. I've got to decide by tomorrow morning.
Well, now you need to decide, surely.
Well, no, not really. I'm happy as I am.
Oh, dear, so we're back there again. Listen, Poppet. When you first took over, I admit even I had doubts, but you've been an enormous success.
Not me. Elaine.
Elaine?
Elaine Harding, my secretary. Or rather, Hood's secretary. It was her success, not mine. I don't know where I'd have been without her.
Oh, for goodness sake, you're not the only one. Where would any businessman be without his secretary?
Home early.
Really? We'll go into that later. It's true, though, David.
Well, of course it is. Now, it's no good. My mind's made up. I agree with you, but I still say you're wrong. That doesn't make sense, surely. Well, it does, you know. Success is as potent as wine. But me, I'm strictly teetotal.
A Life of Bliss, the artist taking part were David Bliss, George Cole, Anne Fellows, Diana Churchill, Tony Fellows, Colin Gordon, Psyche the Dog, Percy Edwards, Jennifer Cartwright, Eleanor Summerfield, Elaine Harding, Moira Lister, Mr. Hood, Barry K. Barnes, Jill Leslie, Denise Breyer, Mr. Gibson, Will Layton. This program, which was recorded, was written by Godfrey Harrison and produced by Leslie Bridgemont.